Reese. More with Mo is brought to you by the fine people at Julieland.com. Today, as always, I'm joined by the man that would have been killed by a raptor in Jurassic Park, Mr. Richard Avery.
Because I'm slow.
Slow moving.
I actually wouldn't even have run. Like, it would have come at me and I would have just been like, whatever.
Whatever.
Get it over with.
Exactly.
Really?
Did you like that movie?
I did like Jurassic Park. I actually liked the first one and I liked the last one. The one in the middle was kind of lame.
Yeah, no.
And I hear they're redoing it.
They are. Jurassic World, I believe, and Spielberg's coming back to do it. So I'm definitely interested
in this. He is?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Now, in this movie, it was, I think, 1993. I think we hit the 20. Actually, we just watched it in the park a few months ago. What I learned was dinosaurs were kind of like birds or something. Like, they had talons and they were like birds. Right. I learned everything I know about dinosaurs and birds from Jurassic Park.
Thank you, Mr. Spielberg. It's just like I learned everything I know about sharks from Steven Spielberg.
Well, I also learned.
And the Holocaust.
I was going to say the birds. I learned that as well.
Yeah.
So, but today, because I can't talk about this and I know nothing about it, we brought in a professional, someone who actually knows about birds, and she calls them raptors, Miss Serena Blair.
So, for the record,
right off the bat, you were wrong.
I know, exactly.
Yes.
she's going to school you now.
Raptors are birds, but not all birds are raptors.
My mind is blown already.
And let's wrap this episode up. Thank you.
Okay, so you're saying hummingbirds, raptors? No.
Hummingbirds are birds, but they are not raptors. Raptors are birds of prey.
Okay, so that means
birds that prey? I mean, are they religious? What religion are they into?
Prey.
Oh, okay.
So what does that actually mean?
It means that they eat other animals. They hunt and
But don't all birds eat animals?
There's a lot of birds that are that eat fruit and seeds and grasses.
Oh, okay.
And they may eat insects, so but that doesn't count as.
Is a pelican a raptor?
No.
Because he eats fish.
Pelican is a. That's a good point. So a pelican is considered a water bird.
Okay.
There are sea eagles, which are sort of water birds.
Aren't those seagulls?
What are those? No.
What are those cute little birds? Puffins?
Puffins, yeah.
What are they?
They're water birds.
Okay. This whole episode, all we're going to do is name off every bird we can come on.
Bluebird. No. Redbird. Cardinals. I hate the fucking Cardinals.
Wow, is that a sports
reference? Because the Giants are winning.
Yeah, I was going to say, what the fuck? Okay, so actually, I did learn something else, and to completely give plugs to more Universal properties. I worked at Universal Studios in the late 90s, and they had, I believe it was the Birds of Prey exhibit, where they went through and they brought out, and ooh and ah, and they showed the different birds, and they had one fly from the back.
Mm-hmm.
Now, where do you learn and what do you do with your stuff? Do you work at Universal Studios?
No.
Is that you?
When you're not doing porn, do you work at Universal Studios?
No, I volunteer at the California Raptor Center, which is a raptor-exclusive rescue and rehabilitation center.
Raptor-exclusive. So if somebody brought in a hurt chicken. Hummingbird or woodpecker, you'd say, go fuck off or we're going to feed it to the bird?
Well, we would probably either immediately take it to the vets, which are close to us, or we would direct them to another rescue center.
Or feed it to the birds.
No, I've you know, we've had
breakfast.
Shh, we're not supposed to tell anyone about that.
No, we had Dee Severe and Jimmy Broadway on talking about animal shelters,
saving dogs,
and some cats.
Right.
And we know what those look like. I mean, I've been to the pounds. I've been to the different places. Where do you house raptors at?
In big cages.
But, I mean, is it like a wide open property? Is it in a house? Is it?
It's in a rural area.
Yeah.
And is it, and then are after the animals are rescued and like healed and taken care of, then are they set free?
The ones that can be set free are the ones that are compatible to be housed in captivity. We keep for the rest of their lives. Some of them we use for education. We take them to schools. So that requires teaching them to be glove trained so they can sit on your arm. and some of them are just on display so that people can come in.
What about, are they ever taken vice versa to zoos and zoos vice versa to you guys?
We do, not really with zoos because they have their own system, but we do sometimes trade with other rescue facilities. We got a bald eagle from Colorado.
Wow.
Several months ago.
Now
they're so beautiful.
No, they're an amazing, amazing. Mm-hmm. And I've seen them actually like go into the river, grab salmon out of the river, you know, whatever big fish out of the Columbia River. I've seen this, and it's an impressive, amazing sight. Now, my question is because I know the American bald eagle is protected in certain fashions, things like even down to the feathers. Mm-hmm. To shoot one, you're fucked. So when it comes down to, let's go with two ways. Why would you have a bald eagle come to you? What would have happened? Where would you have found it? That this thing, and do you guys have any sort of, is there legal issues with that for you?
Well, the facility has all its permits that it needs, and that covers its volunteers as well. So while I'm there, I'm allowed to handle those animals. Off site, I'm not. I mean, I can do as much as pick one up and bring it there, but I can't keep it in my house.
But where do the birds come from? Like, what are the different circumstances?
There was a mommy and a daddy bird. We're going to just talk now the about whole the birds and the birds. Bees.
Not the bees.
Pump it in the air. It's wild.
Yeah. No, but like, what are all the different circumstances that an eagle would come into your place or?
Let's see. The eagles, typically the big birds we usually get are hit by cars. They usually come in with left side injuries, which would make sense with the way we drive.
So in Europe it would be, or yeah. England, so in
we presume insane. That that's that over there their birds get injured on the right side.
I want to see a study of this. That's actually kind of fascinating.
Wow.
And then in the springtime, we get a lot of babies that are abandoned. Usually what happens is they jump out of the nest, and then someone says, oh, baby bird that's lost.
Yeah.
People don't pick up baby birds. Their parents are probably up there in the tree going, why are you stealing my baby?
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. So.
Wow. That's and not to give, you know. Eagles are kind of like the Nirvana of like music, where they get all the attention, and there's all sorts of other bands. So what other birds are we talking about here? Hawks?
Hawks, owls, kestrels, vultures.
Oh, full on. Now, are we talking like the cartoon, you know, vultures that are sitting on top of a wire waiting for the person to die in the desert?
Yeah, pretty much.
Really?
They're actually and they're some big of my birds favorite too. Birds. Yeah, they're really cool.
They're huge.
Wow.
They're incredibly smart.
I mean, have they?
I saw a bunch of these.
Do they try and attack you, or is it you have to be dead to attack?
They're a little bit like cats in the sense that if they like you, they like you, and you're the only person that they like. And if they don't like you, they will kill you. Like, they will try to end you.
Wow. And have you seen somebody, like, I don't want to say attack, but bitten enough to where it's beyond a ouch?
Yeah. And they're the only birds that can smell. And so we think that they maybe base their liking of people or disliking of people on smell. There was a story of this kid that volunteered at another raptor facility, and one of the vultures was really attached to him, like would like climb up in his lap and be all cuddly, and he passed away. And one day his girlfriend came to the center and was wearing his jeans. And normally this vulture didn't like that girl, didn't like anybody else but him. And when she was wearing the jeans, the vulture came up to her and was, like, snuggling with her and stuff.
That's insane. Because you don't picture... I mean, because you basically our entire lives, we've been pushed that vultures are, you know, you die in the desert, they eat you. That's our entire experience.
Well, yeah, but it's also... It's fascinating to think that I didn't even think birds had a sense of smell. Because I didn't think they had a nose. Didn't think they had a nose.
Now, you mentioned owls. Mm-hmm. So... we call birds. Everybody's a bird, and then owls. Are owls actually birds, or are they their own thing?
They're birds.
They are. They're just a regular bird.
They're just very specialized.
Huh. So, like, a hawk is a hawk, but an owl... I always thought owls were, like, a specific, like, you know, their own...
We have an owl. We had an owl in the neighborhood here for a
while. I thought they were, like, bats, where you go, bats are... Unless bats are birds, too. But you know what I mean, where it's this separate...
Bats are mammals.
Oh,
we're tripping you out. Like
I mean, honestly, this is what I love about this show is we bring people in that are known for porn and really have different things out there that I actually learn from.
And you learn, I know. And we don't always learn about anal sex.
We don't. And
honestly, that's we learn about owls.
That's why we called it More with Mo, so that we could learn more about people and learn more in general. I mean, so I think fans
can
love
I ask
this
you
stuff.
A dumb question? Is it illegal for me to take a pellet gun and shoot a crow in my neighborhood?
Probably. I don't know the exact because
there's
laws
a crow in my
crows.
Neighborhood that I want to kill desperately. I'm not lying. There's a crow here that just is annoying. Like
crows are really smart.
And now there's a bunch of them. Like it used to be like two or three. Now it's last time I looked outside, there's a bunch of them.
And so now it's a murder.
Better watch.
They're noisy. Yes, I knew that. They're noisy, and all I want to do is like climb a tree, hide in the tree, camouflage myself, and just start picking them off. I don't know if that's illegal.
I don't know. It's probably not legal within like the state laws, but or the city laws. But I don't think there's like any state or national laws protecting crows.
Yeah, I think that would be a firearm issue. It wouldn't be what you're shooting. Yeah, it's the fact that you're shooting.
But it's a pellet gun, not a.
Yeah, I mean, I grew up in very rural areas, and we can basically go out and shoot whatever the fuck we wanted.
Did you shoot guns when you were young?
I did when I was young, and so we had things like a pheasant quite often. I mean, but it was a hunting. You needed to have a license,
right?
And some people didn't if it was on their property, things like that. But I mean, there was never an issue. I would imagine in the city you would have issues for just releasing firearms.
Do any of the birds ever come in from gunshot wounds or anything like that?
We have had that happen. Most of them do not survive that because they get lead poisoning. And they just, like, even if we take the bullet out, it's too late.
Yeah.
So.
Now, many people that are, many people that are into rescues or into helping specific animals, animal rights experts? Activists. Become vegetarian. Now, do you choose not to consume birds? Chicken, turkey, quail?
I've actually been a vegetarian since the age of 10.
Ugh.
And
we're judging you, by the way.
I know. Fair enough. Blech. It started, my sister was a vegetarian, and I was like, I want to be like my sister because she's so cool.
Sure.
So I did that for a couple years, and then I was like, I don't want to hurt animals, so that's why I'm a vegetarian. And then I kind of grew up, and I started working with animals, and I was like, well, you know, it's a circle of life, like, get over it. But at that point, I don't recognize meat as food anymore, and I have no desire to eat it. So.
Not even chicken?
No.
No.
Fish?
I eat fish, yeah.
Okay.
Not to go too deep into
tofu.
The politics of food, but what do you think about things like factory farming, the mass production of birds specifically for food? Do you have a personal thing against that, or do you just kind of go, that's life and that's somebody else and I'm not worried about that?
Having worked in a lot of production, like animal production facilities, I would say that the majority of them... based on my personal opinion, are not treated very humanely, and I don't agree with that. I don't think that there's any reason not to use them for our personal benefit, but I think that as humans, we have a responsibility to do the best we can to, you know, just make it fair, make it humane, sure. Yeah.
You but give them
you
guns
say
as
humane.
Well.
Yes.
If they're not...
They should have guns, too.
Yeah, but they're not... How do you treat a bird humane, like a chicken... that I'm going to eat at Kentucky Fried Chicken humanely.
Well, you go through it.
It's not; they're not human.
No, but when you see, you know, chickens that are crammed, you know, so you know, 10 to a
don't be
box
a chicken.
That's the size of 2 foot.
Don't
by
be
two
a chicken.
Foot. Do you eat nuggets?
Not chicken, but no. I do eat Kentucky Fried Chicken, though.
You know it's not fried in Kentucky, right?
No, I know that. Sad, but it's not. But I do like it, though. I'm sorry.
No, I mean, I have
and
to,
I do get
I
chicken tacos at Chipotle.
Chipotle, proud sponsor of More with Mo. No,
exactly. I think we mention them like every time.
There's certain people that get mentioned every single
time.
We
should be...
Wait, Alex Chance.
We should get literally sponsored by Chipotle, though. It would be really cool. We have to start tagging them.
Should we give them a call? Let's call them right now on the air. Chipotle, hello.
And then all the shows would be like...
Hold on, I gotta go to the bathroom. It's like, no, it's like, we lost that guest.
It's like, and now that we're talking about anal sex, speaking of anal sex, let's talk about burritos.
No, real quick, and wait, watch this tie-in. So I wanted to go back to owls because it reminded me of, I think it was about fourth grade, and speaking of poop, we had to dissect owl poop.
Owl pellets.
What?
Pellets. And it was where you'd go through and basically there's this pellet and, you know, you just like any other thing you dissected, however it was, and we'd pull them apart and take all the, basically, it's basically dirt at that point, and pull out the little skeleton bones of the mice or whatever they had eaten. And so we'd clean it all up and we'd have our little skeletons and try and put back together a skeleton.
Oh, I thought you, I was waiting.
Now, each pellet doesn't represent an animal, but I just remember being fast. I don't even know.
I'm waiting for you to talk about, like, yeah, then we
I can bring you one next time.
We put back together a chicken burrito.
I always wanted to have like a little mouth. You know, you picture, you know, the Tyrannosaurus Rex with, you know, with the sculpture and the natural. I just always wanted like a little mouse.
Skeleton?
Yeah, glued back together. But
I did that
never
in school, too.
You did?
Mm-hmm. We glued them on like a piece of paper.
Yeah, that's what we did. We laid it, but I always wanted the actual like sculpture type thing. So now this is a rescue. So obviously these things don't come cheap to take care of it. How do these rescues take care of the things financially?
Most of the food that we get is partially donated. We used to get, so we feed most of the resident birds chicks because they're cheaper and they're not going to be hunting anymore. Sure. So they, you know, if they're going to be
released. Wait, you feed them little baby chicks?
Yeah, it's kind of creepy.
And you got a problem with the way they're handled in a factory? Really?
Have you seen The Lion King? It is, in fact, the circle of life. Okay. So Hakuna Matata.
No, but I'm just saying, like, you got an issue with some chicken in a cage, but then yet you're taking the baby chicks and you're going, open up.
No, they want the wild animal, though, right? They want, they want the living animal.
And then you just let them loose and the bird hunts them and gets them?
No, we feed them dead already.
So they're not actually chasing.
No. Yeah.
So you just get a, it's like chicken nuggets.
Who pays for all the chicks?
It's actually, I think it's a local farmer that used to donate them. And since the economy's kind of gone down, I think he's giving them to us for a cheaper price. Yeah.
About the price of McDonald's.
So how do you guys raise money to keep in business?
It's all donations.
Oh, wow.
Now you hear about dog shelters, you hear about, you know, all sorts of different, you know, adopt a cat.
Photographer shelters.
Exactly.
Aging photographers.
Podcast shelters. Now, I mean, obviously you have dogs and you go to the shelter and go, oh, look at the dog and I want to save it and I want to donate money, or you see them at the farmer's markets, things like that. Dogs are cute and cuddly. Cats, cute and cuddly. All these different animals are cute and cuddly. Birds are not cuddly. You don't sit down and go, oh, look at you,
I would have to disagree.
Do you disagree?
Yeah. You've never seen a saw-whet owl.
Okay. First of all, I'm not a fan of birds. I really actually don't like birds, and birds don't like me.
Okay, she just perked up like a bird that was going to attack. And wait, no, and I but know I do this have because to say, I saw a parrot yesterday that tried attacking me.
First of all, it's like I don't like them and they don't like me. It's a mutual thing. It's gone on for years. But I do have to say they are beautiful, though. Like, I love, like, whether it's a parrot or a cockatoo. Like, a black cockatoo is just amazing.
Why has it got to be a black cock?
I don't know. Mm. It just is. And a puffin. And those kind of things. Cute. I think birds are really, really beautiful.
Like,
I just don't like them. Like, I don't have a
peacocks are horrible.
No, but you look at them and the whole, I mean, it's a
they're
beautiful.
Impressive.
And you look at it and go, holy shit, Mother Nature created something cool. This is the flashy.
My friends in Australia, they had a black cockatoo that like got hurt and they found it in their backyard. And then they nursed it back to health, built a little cage to put it in while it was nursing health. And it never left. They left the door open. It never left.
It's like, fuck you.
That's so cute.
Like, they've had it ever since.
Cool. Well, it's definitely, like I said, I always love people coming in and talking about things that they're interested in and do besides porn. So for the people that do know you just for porn, where can they find you on the interwebs?
They can find me on Twitter at SexySerenaB and same name on Instagram or on Reddit. And my website is SerenaBlairXXX.com.
SerenaBlairXXX.com. So, well, Serena, thank you so much for coming out. I really do appreciate it. My name is Mo Reese. You've been listening to More with Mo. You can find me on Twitter at MoXXX or Mox, as some people like to call me. And you can check out my blog, TheAverageMo.com, where you can see all sorts of photos, videos, and you can listen to this show. Thanks for listening.